Amen. All right, take your Bibles, please. Turn to Revelation 22. I know about the last 3 weeks I've started here, and it's kind of a springboard, but it's important. Tonight's subject, I'm going to start with the title here in a moment after we read. Some of you are going to go, wait a minute, but if you'll just give me time, I'll explain it, and it'll be okay, all right? Revelation 22, we're going to read the first three verses. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Now, I want you to notice here in verse 2, the Bible says that there is a tree of life, and it bears 12 manner of fruit. And I want you to notice the next statement. And yielded her fruit every month. Now, I don't know if that means there was 12 fruits, and it did one fruit 1 month, one fruit another month, one fruit another month, or I don't know if it bloomed and fruited once a month, and all 12 fruit were on the tree. God doesn't say, all right? And by the way, it doesn't matter, just so you know. I would agree with you either way, because God didn't tell us exactly what that means. But I do want you to notice something here, and that is this. It talks about a month. That's a measure of time. Tonight, I'm going to talk about time in heaven. Time in heaven. And let me say, until recently, as I studied, I'm like you. I just figured once we go to heaven, there is no more time. But I hate to disappoint you. There is. Now, let me say this. It's not going to be measured in heaven with the same effect that time has here on earth since the fall of man. Does that make sense to everybody? Now, if you'll listen to me, I think I can help you. notice it talks about a month. Now, a month is a measure of time. A month is broken up by days, weeks, and hours, and minutes. Am I right? All right. Now, there's much time talked about throughout the Bible in heaven. And by the way, let me ask you a question. Was there time on earth before there was sin? Yes or no? Yes, there was. Turn all the way back. Well, we'll get there in a little bit. When God made the earth, there was time. Evening and morning were the first day. Evening and morning were the second day. And so on. So there was a measure of time. Now, if there were no time in heaven, there's no way to organize anything in heaven. And God is not the author of chaos. Can you imagine getting the new heaven and new earth organized to do something, and there's no time mentioned at when it's going to take place? There's got to be some measure of time. Now, don't crucify me for this. Since the fall of man, man measures time as the measure of death. I've used that term a lot. When we say I've lived 49 years, that means I've lived 49 years, and it's measuring my death, not just my life. I'm that much closer to death. Brother Stoltz is, 856 years old. He's that much closer to death. All right, your hair left a long time ago. Time for man now, since the fall, has been a measure towards our death more than of our life. But there was a time being measured before on earth, before man sinned. Now, let me say right here, we're not going to be bound to time in heaven like we are here. All right, does that make sense to everybody? There'll be there'll be events going on, and they might say on such and such day at this time, we're going to meet. But it doesn't mean that when you hit your 2,437,316th birthday that you're about to die. All right? We're not going to be bound by time like we are here on earth. It's not as restrictive. But time is mentioned a lot in reference to heaven, and I want to show you what the Bible says about it. Now, let me say this. I'll let you disagree with me, but it's in the Bible. Okay? I'm just going to show you what the Bible says. Whether you agree with how I say it, I'm sorry, but let me show you what I'm talking about. Turn all the way back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. God made time when there was no sin on the earth. Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3. God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Do you ever wonder where the term day and night came from? Came from God. Notice they're capitalized. For 7,000 years, man's been calling light day and darkness night. And you can go through all of Genesis chapter 1, and God talks about the evening, the morning were the first day. The evening and morning were the second day. The evening and morning were the third day. Look at Genesis chapter 2. Okay? Genesis chapter 2. Look at verse number 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Stop. Look at me for a second. Let's review. Remember we had several heavens? We said the first heaven is the what? Atmosphere. That's the stuff we're breathing. All right? Or if you're in Chicago, the stuff you sift through your teeth before you breathe it. So we have the atmosphere. Then you have the second heaven, which is space. Then I said third heaven was paradise or Abraham's bosom. And then the other heaven is where God is now. And then there's going to be another one called the new heaven and the new earth. All right? And notice God said, thus the heavens, plural. All of them. Atmosphere, space, those were completed. It was multiple. All right? We're finished. And all the host of them. There's a lot of stars, planets, and galaxies out there. That's when it talks about the host of them. All right? And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. Watch this. And he, what's the next word? Rested. Rested. Guess what? God rested. Doesn't say he slept, it says he rested. Now, I know what I mean when I rest, but God's definition of rest may be different than mine. But watch this. God, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now, let me ask you a question. This is God the Creator. He bound himself by a unit of time called a day. He was measuring time by a day. So even God looked at that time frame and utilized that time frame. Everybody understand that? And God was in heaven, just so you know. Okay? Now, so let me ask you this. Was there any sin at creation? Was there any sin during those 7 days? No, there's not. And I do know this, there was a period of time that man walked on the face of the earth and woman walked on the face of the earth with no sin. But God came down in the cool of the day to walk with man and talk with man every day. Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 3. So God came down every day to meet with Adam and Eve. How long was man on the earth before man sinned? We don't know. Can't tell you. I personally believe it was quite a period of time. When Cain killed Abel, they were adult men who had families. Okay? we know that when Seth was born, that Adam and Eve were, Adam was 130 years old. Seth is the one that was born to replace Abel, who was killed. Did you know that Cain and Abel weren't the only two children on the earth when Cain killed Abel?
Right.
If you went to Genesis chapter 4, Genesis chapter 5, when God came down to Cain and he said, look, don't do this, I'm cursed. As I go about the earth, people, he used the term people. These people will mark me and curse me. There were many people on the face of the earth at that time. Everybody doing okay? So, they were married. They had families. Adam lived 930 years. Genesis chapter 5. Turn to Genesis chapter 5 real quick here. I'll show you something. Genesis chapter 5. Yeah, you thought you were getting old when you hit 70 or 80. Adam was just getting started. Genesis chapter 5. He was 130 when Seth was born. There's hope for you, Wally and Fred. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. In the day, notice, in the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat his a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. In the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. That's a long time. 930 years. That would have been like somebody being born around 1100 AD, and they just died this year. Okay, that's a long period of time. That's a huge amount of history. So, but notice the term day being used. And that was prior to sin. Now, Adam and Eve were created as adults, not children. All right? Now, I got to hurry up here. I've got six more points, and I got to hurry up fast. All right? Number two, time in heaven is measured in minutes and hours. It's measured in minutes and or hours. Take your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8. I love this. And again, I'm not sure that we're all going to walk around with watches and everything else, but I do know that time is mentioned. Look at Revelation chapter 8, verse number 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in, where? Heaven, about the space of an half hour. How long is a half hour? That's a measure of time. I don't think God says, all right, silence! And everybody just sits there and waits, like E.F. Hutton. All right, you got to be a little older to understand that one. time is measured in minutes in heaven. God said there is space in heaven, there's silence for the space of about 30 minutes in heaven. Well, how else would we know it's 30 minutes unless God said it was 30 minutes? So it has to be somehow measured in heaven. Everybody understand that? Now, so time is measured in days before there was sin, days in heaven. It's measured in minutes or hours, half hours, so to speak. Number three, time's measured in days and half days. Look at Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11. Look at verse number... look at verse number three. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Now, 1,260 days. Okay? God said he's going to give them power. And by the way, they'll be on earth witnessing, but guess where time's being kept for that? In heaven. God's got to know what time is. Now, just so you know, 1,260 days is the equivalent of 3.5 years. That's the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. These are the two witnesses that come back, Elijah and Enoch, who are in heaven, who have never died. And as soon as the rapture takes place, they come back and they start winning a bunch of Jews to the Lord, and they start getting the gospel out and the truth out after the rapture, getting as many people saved as they can during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. At the end of that 3.5 years, these two guys are going to be murdered. They're going to lay in the streets for 3.5 days. You'll see that in a second here. That's measured. And after 3.5 days, God's going to give them a personal rapture. They're going to stand up in the streets as the television cameras and the internet cameras are on them, and they're going to stand up in the streets and go up to heaven in front of the whole world.
That's right.
Look at Revelation chapter 11. Look at verse number 11. Look at verse, 11. And after 3 days and a half, days and a half. That's measured in days and hours, correct? The spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. I bet it did. Look at verse 12. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. Sound like the rapture? Revelation chapter 4, verse number 1. And they ascended to the heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same, what? Was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell in the earthquake, and with the slain of men, 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and they gave glory to God of heaven. Wow. So God's talking about this measure of time being in days and half days here. And he uses the term 1,200, threescore days, which is 1,260 days. So God uses, that was not mine, just so you know. Ellen, is it time for you to wake up again? Okay. It had to be Mung's. I can tell. Huh? But anyway, so this measure is days. So we have half hours, we have days, we have half days, we have God had time before man sinned, and that time was measured in heaven. He knew when these things were. Number four, I got to hurry here. Time measured in heaven is measured in months. Go to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. Look at verse number 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Wow. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. 42 months. Anybody want to guess how long that is? 3.5 years. That's during the tribulation. Now notice God said 1,200 threescore days. Then he says 42 months. We read in Revelation 22 in our text verse tonight that God talks about the tree of life that bears fruit for 12 months every month. So God uses that term month in the Bible. Now, again, let me say, I don't think we're going to be bound by time in the same way as we are here on earth. I do believe that people will be on time in heaven. I don't think you'll ever be late once you get to heaven. You say, why? Because you'll answer to God for that one. But I do know that for organizational things, there will be time in heaven. I don't think that God has this supernatural, he knows what the clock is and nobody else is, and as soon as he says something, everybody just does it. It has to be organized. There wouldn't be any organization any other way. If I were visiting over at Brother Barnes's house in heaven, and we were supposed to be somewhere, and everybody was there, and we weren't, we were sitting there shooting the breeze and chawing the fat, and we missed something, I think God'd be upset.
And I don't think God wants to be upset. I think he would have a way for us to know when we're supposed to be, where we're supposed to be, in advance. So for organizational sake, that's how it works. Let's go to the next one. Number five.
This one is a little bit more difficult. I'll let you interpret it as you wish, but I can just tell you what the Bible says. Turn to Revelation chapter 20. And I'm not going to claim that I can tell you exactly what this means. I can tell you what we know it as, but I can't tell you that's exactly what it is. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 1. And I saw an angel come down from where? Having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Glory to God, there's another unit of time, years. By the way, that's during the millennium, and we're here on this earth. But watch this. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a little.
Season.
Now, the word season is a measure of time. On earth, we have four seasons, and those seasons last 3 months. Can I tell you that this means that it's going to be for 3 months? No, I cannot. I just know that the Bible uses the term a season. Okay? And that is a measure of time. Now, the word season can also mean more than just a three-month period. I was up all night Sunday night. I was praying for a bunch of people, and I had several people on my heart. I texted a preacher friend of mine. I said, I spent a season of prayer through the night for you last night. Now, it wasn't a three-month period, all right, because I'm not staying awake for 3 months, all right? Sometimes it feels that way, but it wasn't. But I spent an extended period of time. I used the term season because it's an appropriate term. The same is true. I don't know if this means 3 months. I don't know if it means 3 years. I don't know how long it is. God didn't say. He just said for a season. But it is a specified period of time that he has preset what it is. All right? Everybody understand that? Now, you can determine whether you think it's 3 months. Guess what? You don't know any more than I know, so it doesn't matter. Okay? We just know what it says. Now, I got to hurry here. Number six, and I'm going to, believe it or not, I'm going to finish with this. We're going to be done just a tad early, but don't get your shoes on yet. Next. The Bible talks about day and night forever. Take your Bible, Revelation chapter 20. Now, I'm going to try to answer some questions for you. I see the wheels clicking in some of you that know the Bible a little bit, but I'm not as far behind you as you think. All right, look at verse number 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be, look at me for a second, shall be tormented. Is that present tense or future tense? By the way, in Scripture, in Greek, there's also another tense that we don't have in English. It's called the aorist tense. Aorist tense means it starts and it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it's go. It's aorist or linear tense. Means once it starts, it just keeps going and going and going and going. It's eternal. It just keeps going and going and going like a line keeps going and going and going. All right? This is in the linear tense. Watch this. Where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night. What's the next two words? Forever and ever. Notice it says day and night forever and ever. Day and night, forever and ever. That's a measure of time. Now, here's for you Bible scholars. Let me help you with something. Revelation chapter 22. You say, but preacher, there's going to be no night in heaven. You're right. there'll be no darkness in heaven. Look at Revelation chapter 22. Look at verse number 5. And there shall be no night where?
There.
And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. They shall reign forever and ever. Notice it says they shall have no need of the sun, but it doesn't say that the sun won't be there. The light that God, by the way, there is a new heaven and there is a new
earth.
And I hate to tell everybody this, but even the new earth will still contain the bottomless pit and the lake of fire, which is hell, just like it is today. I really believe the sun and the moon will still be there. God doesn't recreate all of the heavens. I believe the stars and the planets will still be in their same place. God remakes earth. God remakes heaven. Jesus is the light of those. We don't have need of the sunlight anymore because Jesus will light them both. But may I say this, they'll still be there. They're part of earth's gravity. The moon, if we didn't have the moon, our gravitational system would not work. The tides are based on the gravity of the moon. And all of that. So I don't think God's going to totally remake all of creation. He said there'll be a new heaven, there'll be a new earth. Now, will the sun light the new earth? I don't think so. But if it does, I know this. Jesus is still the light of heaven. And one of these days we'll get into our bodies in heaven. I'll show you some things about that. But I will say this. It says that the sun will not be needed and there'll be no night there. There. Heaven. But it doesn't say anything about earth. I'm not going to argue with you. I just know this. It said that the devil and those in hell will burn day and forever and ever. So those measures of time are still there. I think we'll know what time it is, whether we see the sun or the moon. We'll be able to look at the sun directly, not like we do today, because it'll be so bright, the sun won't even be needed. If I lit a candle in this room, you could see it, but you don't need it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Now you turn all the lights out, you're going to need the candle. Or you're going to stub your toe and break your toe and say something you shouldn't say and fall down on the floor and roll around. It won't be a happy time. But we'll not need it in heaven because Jesus will light it. All right? And there'll be other light there that we'll talk about later. Now, God makes a new heaven and a new earth. It does not say he remakes all of the heavens. It says he makes a new heaven and a new earth. Did you know that space hasn't been corrupted by sin? Man doesn't live there. We're looking for more alien life. Guess what? They're not going to find it. Okay? God made life on one planet and one planet alone. And did you ever notice all these idiot scientists that dream up all this stuff die and the earth keeps going without them? All the predictions that the world was going to end by 1999. Remember the Y2K? Good night. Some of you still have canned goods in your basement from Y2K. Y'all don't understand something. Brother Hiles, we always had a big, watch night service on New Year's Eve. Mrs. Hiles was at a hospital in Minneapolis, St. Paul on Y2K. I went up to the airport and picked Brother Hiles up earlier in the day on New Year's Eve day. And picked him up, brought him back to the church. We had our New Year's Eve service. And I got to take him back to the airport on New Year's Day 2000. He said, Brother Bush, what do you think of this Y2K thing? I said, Preacher, I don't know an awful lot, but they say a computer's pretty smart. I said, I can't believe that those things are, people are so stupid as to believe this mess. He said, well, I'm about to find out. He said, I'm flying tomorrow. He said, I don't know what mess I'm getting in. He said, I might have to rent a car and go or drive my car up there. I said, preacher, if you need to go to Minnesota, I'll drive you up there myself tomorrow. He about had a cow over that one. I said, I'll just take you all the way. It's not that far. And I said, we'll get you there. He said, we're about to find out. I said, when we get to the airport today, preacher, I said, when you get there, I said, you check in at curbside. He said, well, I'm not checking. I said, just check in at curbside. I said, that way I know if your flight's going, because if it's not, we can hop back in the car and I can get you going. All right. I never told the man to do anything before in my life. And just listen to me. He went up, sky cab. He said, everything working? I said, yeah, everything's working. He said, is my flight going to leave? He said, what flight you on? He told him. He went, he said, get out of here. It's working. They were wrong. Now, wait a minute. I remember that. Now, everybody got all worried about it. When I was a kid, there used to be a show on. I never got into sci-fi. But there, no, not Twilight Zone. Space, 1999. Seems so far away. You know, it was kind of a Star Wars or Star Trek. Yeah, it was like Star Trek. I didn't watch that either. That was stupid stuff. You know, it just, and some of you guys, it's fine if you liked it. I just didn't like it. We think that we know everything. We don't. Did you know that the most brilliant person in the world could die today? Hopefully it's Hillary. Sorry. She's the most, most qualified. Lord have mercy. But we could have the most brilliant person in the world die today, and guess what? It's not going to affect sunrise tomorrow or sunset. What God put in motion will continue. Now, I say that to say this. I know there's a verse that says that when time is no longer, I hate to disappoint you, when that verse is being, it's talking about a time for event is no longer. It's here. Time's up. It doesn't mean that there'll be no more time. There's no more time for that event. It's over. You know, it's finished. But listen to me very carefully. We know that time is measured in heaven. Somehow it's measured. And it's measured in eternity. Things have to keep functioning. It's not going to be maybe like we measure it here as far as, well, this is year 2016. Well, it may be that it's 2016 in heaven, too. I don't know. I don't know that it'll match what we do exactly, but we'll get it all figured out. I do know that there's minutes mentioned. I know that there's days mentioned. I know that there's weeks mentioned. I know that there's months mentioned. I know that there's years mentioned. I just know that God uses some measurement of time. I know that when God created the earth, he created it with day and night. And he rested on those days himself in heaven. Can I tell you something? God even uses time. If he didn't use time when you needed something, you wouldn't have it. He knew exactly. Now, sometimes his time and our time don't match up. I'll agree with you on that. I wished we'd have closed on a property about 10 months ago. I wished I had a building already. That's my impatience. But guess what? God's timing was perfect. It wasn't that he didn't have the time picked. I just had a different time picked. And we found out his time was best. So God uses time, but may I say this, he's not as bound to it like we are, life and death. But, you know, to us, time is life and death. Life and death. It's just life in heaven. And it's organization. It's so that we understand where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there. Can you imagine 1,000 years on earth and no time management? and we have to rule and reign this earth for 1,000 years with no time, that would be miserable. So there will be some measure of time. You won't be as bound to it. It won't be as constrictive, so to speak. But it will be there because God uses it over and over and over and over throughout the Bible. And we know God worked. We know God rested from his work. Guess what? The Bible says he doesn't slumber or sleep, but it does say he rests. He rested. I believe there'll be time for rest, relaxation, enjoyment, fishing, hunting, killing cats. I mean, something, all right? There'll be all that type of relaxation available, but it'll be scheduled. There is some form of time in heaven. It's not a measure of death like it is today. But by the way, time when it was started on earth wasn't a measure of death. There was time on earth with no sin. How long? We don't know. I personally think there were many, 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 many years on earth with no sin. I know that the first murder was committed about 120-some years after Adam was created, because Seth was born when Adam was 130. I can't tell you any more than that. I just know that all those units of time are mentioned about heaven. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Heaven's going to be a great place. And there's time in heaven. Is it as restrictive or constrictive as it is now? No, but there will be. I think we ought to use our time wisely now so that when we get there, we understand it better.